the town of Chumo, an oral history related by patients of 45 Deer House in Telinana. Chumo didn't used to be there. There was a town called Vared or Bered on the inside of the northeastern hills, farther to the east than Chumo is. It was somewhere up in the slopes of the dry hills there, and around the dancing place of that town there were hot springs, four of them steady and one intermittent. They had that sacred water for the hayamas and for heating, but they had to pipe their water for the houses and barns and fields from Big Rattlesnake Creek. They had storage pools and reservoirs, aqueducts and pumps. People say you can find stonework all along Little Rattlesnake Creek and back up Tongue Draw that's left from their aqueducts. The town was destroyed in a fire that swept over the northeast range out of Shy Valley, burning both forest and grass. There are histories and laments in the libraries about the burning of that town and the wild and domestic people that were caught in the fire and burned. Most of the human people got warning in time before the fire came over the range. It went so fast, on a great wind out of the northeast, that even birds could not escape it. They fell burning from the air. After the plants began to grow again there, and the mice and other small peoples came back, the human people began to build the town back in the same place. Some of them said it was a bad idea, since the forest was gone, and going backwards is a bad beginning. But others said, "Our springs are there, so the town should begin there again." They were digging out the serpentine hayamas, hauling out the roof beams and the roof that had burned and fallen in, when there was an earthquake at the place and time where they were. The ground split wide open along the line of the hot springs, and then closed together again, swallowing the springs. That water never came up into the light again. Two people who had been working to clear out the hayamas were killed by the roof beams and earth falling back in and down upon them. After that, the human people left the town to the wild people and stayed in summer houses or built small houses at different places or went to other towns, and it seemed as if there would be no more town in those hard hills. But a woman was herding sheep in a meadow called Chumo, and she saw a lot of the old people who had lived and died in Bered dancing in that meadow. They came and danced there in the early morning before sunrise. She told others about it, and they agreed together to make their town there. It was a convenient place, since they had begun keeping their sheep up on Sheep Mountain. So they made the dancing place and danced on it, and dug and built the hayamas, and crossed the hinge at Chumo Creek, and made their town there. They had a very famous sun dance there the first winter of that town. All the people that had lived in the old town Bered, they said, that were sky people, came to dance with the earth people in Chumo, and they could hear the singing between their songs. A lot of Chumo people don't live inside the town. It's a long-armed town, as they say. They have their houses out a long way from the commonplace, some of them, down along Chumo Creek, and clear over to Rattlesnake Creek, near where the old town was before the fire.